Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing, heating, and air conditioning provider for over 50 years. Joining us on that hotline right now is Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful, Ray. Tell us a little bit about this Cordarrelle Patterson signing. Cordarrelle? Doran, did I do it again?
Cordarrelle, yes.
Oh, man, I'm Ron Cook today. I'm Ron Cook every day. I can't pronounce people's names right. My educated guess on this, Ray, would be that the Steelers had this contract all ready to go, and if that kickoff rule did not pass, they wouldn't sign him, but since it did, they did sign him. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks that way, Adam, and I think having Arthur Smith on staff, the guy who coached Patterson for a couple seasons, certainly helps there. But, you know, not only is Patterson a guy that you could use on offense, but more importantly, you know, his special teams work. And with this new kickoff role, I think the kickoff return game is going to come back into play. I think I heard one of the stats, I think, you know, return kickoffs the last couple of years with the old rule was like 25% returns. I think there was a special teams coach who was quoted as saying, and this guy was like in on the, you know, making the rule and all that stuff. He said it's going to be above 50, maybe 55% of the kicks would now be returned. So not only do you need guys like Patterson, but you're going to need guys who can on the kickoff return team, guys are going to be able to stick on blocks. And conversely, the guys who are running down now, you're going to want guys who can defeat blocks and guys who are short tacklers. So it kind of changes the game, maybe the types of players you're going to put on special teams. So, yeah, this Patterson signing is intriguing, but I think the entire makeup of your special teams roster is going to change to a certain point.
Ray, with the signing of Quez Watkins, what do you think that means for the future of Calvin Austin?
Yeah, I mean, they're like collecting number four and number five receivers now, in my opinion. You got Watkins, you got Van Jefferson, and you have Calvin Austin. I don't view any of those guys right now as top three receivers. So I think there's a pretty good chance that one of those guys won't be on the roster come September. And, you know, I wouldn't automatically jump to the conclusion that it might be Austin who's the odd guy out. I think when you sign guys like Watkins and Jefferson to vet minimum contracts, very little signing bonus, you know, it wouldn't be a big issue if either of those guys were cut either late in training camp. But to me, what sticks out about this receivers, I don't want to call it a dilemma, but, you know, where they are right now, they need a number two and they need a number three. You know, one of those guys is going to come in the draft. Now the question is, are they going to draft two receivers? I mean, they got enough picks to do it. I still think they have seven picks. you know they're going to draft a guy on day one or day two, and then maybe you can see a guy on day three as well. So I thought what Mike said at the owners' meetings this week about the 7-on-7 stuff and, you know, the proliferation of that throughout high school level football has kind of changed the game. And these guys are coming into college and the pros now with a more sophisticated understanding of NFL type of passing concepts. So when you think about that, maybe that's part of the reason the Steelers haven't spent big or, you know, made that big trade move to get a receiver. Maybe they feel like they can get not only a starter in this draft, maybe they can get a number three who can come in and contribute as well.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Armstrong Comfort with Matt Mertz Plumbing. Well, to that end then, Ray, if you're going to draft a couple of wide receivers, is that not going to mean that you fail to address another need, may it be tackle or center? You know, Omar Khan said that they could be active right now in the center trade market. Do you think that's something that gets done? Because I don't see how they can fill all of these needs in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't even talked about cornerback, too. They need a corner. They need a depth inside linebacker because Roberts is going to the last year of his deal. So, you know, I think they're going to draft a tackle at pick number 20, guys. You look at the guys, I know the top 30 visits have just gotten underway. And, you know, we're only about six or seven guys in, but they've already had Fuwaga in. They had a guy from Georgia State in who's a late-round guy. But they also had Amarius Mims in. So that's three offensive tackles like in your first groups of visitors. So that's not the be-all, end-all, but I think it's, you know, with the depth of this tackle class, I think it's a pretty good bet that that's going to be their first pick. What that means for center guys, I don't know. I know we've talked about this in the past, but Frazier, Barton, and JPJ, I don't know if either any of those guys are going to be around at number 51. And I don't know if there's a value at taking any of those guys at number 20 either. So maybe it's Cedric Van Prom, like in the third round at number 84, maybe they get their center in the third round. And there's a bunch of other guys sort of in that, you know, that second tier with Van Prom who could also be third or fourth round picks. Now they're probably not going to be day one starters for you like a JPJ would, but there are some options there for centers, you know, late in day two, maybe early day three as well.
Ray, with the Steelers signing backup quarterback Kyle Allen, do you read into that thinking that they may not draft a quarterback at any point in the draft?
Yeah, I you know, I get that. And even though, you know, it doesn't seem like they're going to pick up the option and they have nothing concrete in terms of Fields being here beyond 2024, it seems like he's their young developmental guy right now. Allen is kind of like in that, you know, that Charlie Batch veteran mode. You know, you got that solid number three who's going to be able to talk your starter through things. And, you know, Russ Wilson obviously is your number one. So I don't think there's a big need to get that developmental guy. You know, maybe a late round pick, you see if that guy can knock off Allen like in training camp or something like that. But, you know, Adam, you said it before, there's so many other needs that this, you know, the front office has to address here in this draft. I don't think you have the luxury to pick a quarterback at any point.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ray Fittipaldo with the Post-Gazette joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Ray, back to Cordarrelle Patterson for a second here. Do you think that he's going to get a decent amount of touches from the line of scrimmage this year?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. The Steelers were so lucky that Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren played in all 17 games. If you remember, I think Anthony McFarland was the number three, and I think he spent most or all of the season on the practice squad. So there was never a need to have a number three running back. And if you can save a roster space by not carrying a number three, and you could have a return guy like Patterson be your number three running back, I think that's a win for you. And let's say Harris or Warren goes down for a week or two. You know, maybe Patterson can give you, you know, four or five carries a game. And I know he's 33 years old, but, you know, maybe he can do that for you. So you look at their 90-man offseason roster now, it's Harris and Warren, and then it's two guys who, you know, I'm sure people have never heard of. His name's one of Alfonso Graham is one of the guy, and the other guy's Aaron Shamklin. So, you know, two guys who have never been on a 53-man roster. So as of right now, I'm guessing Patterson is the number three. They might, you know, maybe draft a guy or add an undrafted free agent or two, you know, for camp bodies. But, you know, that could be the move there. Just have Patterson be the number three and be your kick returner as well.
Well, let's not forget that Connor Hayward can be the number four or number three too, right? I mean, Connor Hayward, he can run the ball. And do you expect him to be utilized a lot more this year? I mean, we talk about second receiver, we talk about third receiver. Could he take the role as a third receiver, slot guy, you know, off the ball, tight end, and move around, do different things in Arthur Smith's offense?
Well, yeah, exactly, Doran. You hit the nail on the head. When you think of Arthur Smith's offense, you think of tight end utilization. And when I think of guys who fit Smith's offense, you know, I think of Hayward more than I do like a Darnell Washington type. I think Washington is still going to have a role on this team, but I don't really see him as a move guy that you're going to scheme to maybe get open. So, you know, Hayward is just that crafty guy who knows how to get open. He's not going to be a guy. He's certainly not big, and he's not going to be a guy who runs a fast 40 or anything like that, but he's that crafty type of an H-back that, you know, Smith might want to use. And if you also look at what they've done or what they haven't done in free agency so far, they haven't addressed running back and they haven't addressed tight end either. So I think they feel pretty comfortable with Freiermuth, Washington, and Hayward as those guys. Maybe they'll draft a guy in the late round to maybe, you know, come in here and push for one of those jobs, but yeah, I think that's a pretty decent possibility the way that Smith operates, that Hayward's role could be increased this year.
Ray, we've got a take on free association here. It's called no association. Would you like to play?
Okay, yeah, a little bit of a change up from the old Starkey thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's just where we hang up on you. Thank you, Ray. And I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Ray. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.